Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today we highlight a shift in regulatory strategies, significant acquisitions in the crypto world, and intriguing market movements. President Trump's SEC is stepping back from legal battles with crypto firms, signaling a regulatory shift. Meanwhile, Metaplanet has become the ninth largest holder of Bitcoin, after acquiring an additional 696 coins. Moreover, Circle is gearing up for an IPO with JPMorgan Chase and Citi as underwriters, aiming for a valuation between $4 and $5 billion. Now let's get into the details. The SEC under Trump's administration is easing off on crypto lawsuits, marking a significant pivot in regulatory posture. This includes dropping cases against notable firms and could reshape the crypto landscape. Meanwhile, Metaplanet, a Japanese hotel company, is bullish on Bitcoin, amassing over 4,000 BTC. They've utilized innovative financing methods like cash-secured options, showcasing a strategic approach to expanding their digital assets. In the financial sector, Circle is poised to go public, potentially reviving its ambitions after a previous SPAC attempt fell through. This development could influence stablecoin regulation and adoption, as Circle's USDC stands at the forefront of the stablecoin market. On the international stage, Brazil has banned pension funds from investing in cryptocurrencies, citing risk concerns, in contrast to the US and UK, where some pension funds are cautiously exploring crypto investments. Kentucky joins Vermont and South Carolina in dropping lawsuits against Coinbase's staking services, indicative of a regulatory shift towards a unified framework. However, Coinbase still faces criticism over its Ethereum staking dominance, with concerns about potential centralization. Tether continues to strengthen its Bitcoin holdings, acquiring nearly 9,000 BTC in Q1, while also diversifying into AI and telecommunications sectors. This strategic move enhances its portfolio and positions Tether as a formidable player in the crypto landscape. In Brazil, a court has authorized using NFTs for legal notifications in a high-profile Bitcoin fraud case, demonstrating blockchain's innovative legal applications. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong is advocating for legislation allowing stablecoin interest payments, arguing it could enhance global financial inclusion and economic growth. This push comes amid broader discussions on stablecoin regulation, with legislative debates ongoing in the US. Bitcoin, despite a first-quarter decline, has outperformed traditional assets since Election Day, reflecting its growing dominance. Meanwhile, speculation over tariffs has led to volatility, with Bitcoin nearing $85,000 as markets brace for potential impacts. OpenAI's massive funding round led by SoftBank boosts its valuation to $300 billion, fueling AI advancements and highlighting the intersection of AI and blockchain. Finally, a legal spat involving Logan Paul and YouTuber CoffeeZilla over the CryptoZoo project progresses as a judge allows the lawsuit to proceed, reflecting the complexities of crypto-related legal battles. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.